May God grant everyone peace.
最近我家三个月前呢, 早上5点钟就有一个声音一直喊哈利路亚。
And in my house, 3 months ago, bright and early in the morning, there was a sound that said, there was a voice saying hallelujah.
后来我知道是我岳母啊, 她的脚很痛。
And I found out that was my mother-in-law, and she had a lot of pain in her feet. So every morning at 5 o'clock, she woke up saying hallelujah. And sometimes my mother-in-law, she has to crawl through the house.
有一天我突然发觉到说，诶，她怎么没有爬了，不用爬了。
And one day I found out that all of a sudden she didn't have to crawl anymore. That's because my wife bought her a cane.
那个很轻的一种五只脚的拐杖。
She bought her a cane with five toes.
所以就会觉得说，现在那个对她帮助很大。
But recently you found out that it is quite effective for her to walk.
那从她的这个信仰生活当中呢, 我觉得她虽然年纪很大, 但是她一直没有放弃神。
And spiritually speaking, I found that she, even though she is quite elderly, she never forsake God.
所以虽然中风两次啊, 主耶稣还让她可以自由地活动。
So even though she had a stroke twice, Lord Jesus still allowed her to move easily.
还可以跟她的家人一起住。
And Lord Jesus allowed her to be able to live with her family.
那看到她这样的一个信仰啊, 让我想起圣经上中雅各的信仰。
And when I think of her faith, it reminds me of Jacob's faith.
我们看创世纪的47章。
Let's study Genesis chapter 47.
47章31节。
Genesis chapter 47, verse 31.
47章31节
Genesis chapter 47 verse 31
47章31节
Chapter 47 verse 31
雅各说你要向我起誓，约瑟就向他起了誓，于是以色列在床头上敬拜神。这边记载，以色列就是雅各，他在床头上敬拜神。
Here it speaks of Israel, who is Jacob. He bowed himself on the head of his bed, on the bed of Isaac.
那这里中文有个小字，就是或坐扶着杖头敬拜神，或者扶着一个 cane 敬拜神。And
in the small text in the Chinese Bible, it says that Israel bowed himself on the head of, or he held a cane to worship God.
那我觉得这是一幅很美的图画。I
believe this paints a very beautiful picture.
雅各虽然人生开始的时候, 他不是有很坚强的信仰。
And in the beginning, Jacob did not have very strong faith.
但是雅各有很成熟的晚年的一种信仰。
But in the end, he had a very mature faith.
所以我想根据 创世纪48章来分享, 雅各的晚年啊, 有一种感恩的晚年。
And now I want to study Genesis chapter 48 and study how the last days of Jacob were very thankful.
然后他有过这种祝福的晚年。
And it was also filled with blessing.
也述说着这个交代未来的一个晚年。
And it was also a time where he passed on to the next generation.
所以我们就从48章来看雅各他这种晚年的敬拜，一种美好的生活。
So let's study the last days of Jacob and
我们来看看他那个感恩的晚年,
Let's first study how his last days were very thankful.
我们来看48章的第一节到第四节。
Let's study from verse 1 to 4.
这时以后有人告诉约瑟说你的父亲病了。 他就带着两个儿子玛拿西以法莲同去。第二节，有人告诉雅各说：“请看你儿子约瑟到你这里来了。”以色列就勉强在床上坐起来。第三节，雅各对约瑟说：“全能的神 曾在迦南地的路师向我显现，赐福于我。第四节。
Verse four.
对我说，我必使你生养众多，成为多民，又要把这地赐给你的后裔，永远为业。雅各的晚年，他诉说的是什么呢？
So what did Jacob say in his last days?
他诉说神的全能。
He spoke of God's great power.
虽然那时候他已经生病了。
So even though during this time he was ill.
他勉强地坐在床上面。
That he was barely able to sit up in his bed.
但是他一开口就说全能的神对他做了什么。
But in the first words he spoke were God Almighty.
他说他曾在迦南地的路师啊跟他显现。
And how God Almighty appeared to him at Luz.
这个路师后来雅各把他改名字叫伯特利。
And Luz was later on renamed by Jacob to Bethel.
因为在那里他看到神的殿啊，看到天的门。
Because there he saw the temple of God and the gates of heaven.
他跟神这样喜悦呢。
And he praised God.
Make a vow.
Make a vow.
他说：“如果你让我这样平平安安的回来，出去有衣服穿，有饭可以吃啊。”
That if you allow me to return to this land with food to eat.
平平安安的回家了。让我出去的时候有饭可以吃，有衣服可以穿。
Or you allow me to return to this land peacefully, and when send me out with food to eat and clothes to wear.
那回来呢？我就把这个地方啊。把这个地方啊，造成你的殿，然后在这里就我会在这边为你献祭啊。
And he made a vow that he will turn that place, he'll build an altar there and offer sacrifices.
他要奉献十一捐呐。
He will offer his tithe.
果然没有错，几年之后他回来啊，一个人出去一大群回来。
And truly he came, he went out as one person and came back as a whole family.
如今到埃及啊，全家七十个人在埃及。
And when he went to Egypt, he was there with 70 people.
所以像这里所说的啊，神祝福他说，他必生养众多，成为多民。
And that's what, and truly, the Lord's promise is fulfilled that he will make him fruitful and increase in numbers.
我们看四十八章的第十节、十一节。
Let's look at verse 10 and 11.
十节、十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
以色列年纪老迈，眼睛昏花，不能看见。约瑟领他们到他跟前，他和他们亲嘴，抱着他们。十一节。
Verse 11.
以色列对约瑟说：“我想不到得见你的面，不料神又使我得见你的儿子。”这边告诉我们呢、啊，雅各很懂得述说神的恩惠啊。
And here it tells us that Jacob understood to proclaim the grace of God.
他真的没有想到可以再见到约瑟。
Because he never imagined that he can meet Joseph once again.
又可以知道约瑟有孩子啊。
And to actually,
见到他的孙子。
And to actually see Joseph's sons and his grandson.
所以他述说神的全能跟慈爱。
Therefore, he spoke of God's great power and his love.
当然他也述说一些伤心的往事。
Of course, he also mentioned some of his the sad past.
但是在伤心的往事当中呢，我们也看到他在里面谈到神的恩惠啊。
But even in this sad past, he still can see the grace of God.
我们看四十八章的第七节。
Let's look at chapter 48, verse 7.
四十八章第七节。
Verse 7.
至于我，我从巴旦来的时候，拉结死在我眼前。请念。
Verse 7. For when I came from Padan, Rachel, alas, died in the land of Canaan on the way. While
这边提到说拉结死在雅各眼前呢。
And here it speaks that Rachel died before Jacob.
这个眼前也可以换成身上，就是 die on him, huh?
And it can be translated into died on him.
那他又提到说，在这个地方呢，离以法他有一段路啊，他就把他葬在以法他的路上。
And he continues by saying that there was still some distance on to go to Ephrath. So therefore, he buried her on the way to Ephrath.
那以法他就是伯利恒。
And Ephrath eventually became Bethlehem.
所以这个埋葬啊，不像以前的亚伯拉罕买一块地啊，可以葬在自己买的地里面呢、啊。
So this burial was not like the burials of the past where Abraham bought a piece of land. As Rachel is buried along the road and not in the burial land.
这是他一个伤心的往事。
And this is one of the sad things Jacob thought about.
因为拉结是他所爱的太太。
Because Rachel was the wife he loved most.
但是伤心往事当中我们也看到啊, 他提到他是拉结是死在他身上啊。
But still, Jacob did mention that she died on him.
这个自己所爱的人能够死在自己的怀中啊。
So for your beloved to die in your arms is also something that may cause joy.
那死在我身上的另外一个解释就是呢，其实拉结的死就是 on me， 就是因为雅各的原因而死的。Another
way to translate on me is to say that Rachel died because of Jacob.
因为拉结他曾经拥有父亲的神像，偶像。
Because Rachel stole the idols from her father.
雅各说呢，跟拉班讲，你在谁的身上查出神像，就让他死啊。And
Jacob told her father that whoever you find the idols, your idols, let that person be put to death.
所以有人说，拉结就是因为雅各这句话啊，很早就过世了。
Some people say that it's because of those words of Jacob, therefore Rachel died of her.
Died earlier.
And to, when we say this, it can also be a, we can also say it's a punishment of God.
这个过去啊，是因为拉结本身的错啊，神给人的一个惩罚。
Because Rachel did something wrong, therefore God was punishing her.
其实有时候神给人的惩罚也是一种恩惠啊。
But sometimes punishment can also be a blessing.
因为神所爱的啊，他必管教。
Because God will discipline those he loves.
因为他谈到这里呢，那拉结在把，他是在跟约瑟啊谈这一段生命的这一段过去。And
when Jacob was speaking about his past with Joseph.
那约瑟的意思就是愿神再加添几个孩子，再加添孩子的意思。 May the Lord aid,
and it was in the context of asking the Lord to add on to his numbers.
那后来呢，所以我们来看48章的第五节。So
let's study verse 5.
48章第五节第六节。Verse 5 and 6. 他说：“我未在埃及见你以前呢，你在埃及所生的以法莲跟玛拿西这两个儿子是我的，正如流便和西面是我的一样。” 所以呢，雅各在这里提到说，你的名字叫约瑟，就是神啊，你妈妈希望呢能够再有孩子啊，所以呢，来完成你妈妈的心愿呢。And
when Jacob brought this up to Joseph, he reminded him that his mother wanted another son. Therefore, Joseph was able to fulfill this through his son.
就是让你的两个孩子啊，能够成为我的孩子。That
is that Joseph's two sons can become the sons of Jacob.
其实这也是雅各一种感恩的一个表现。And
this is also one of the ways Jacob shows thanksgiving.
因为这两个孩子呢，最后就是成为十二支派的两个支派。
And these two tribes became tribes within the 12 tribes of Israel.
这两个成为约瑟的孩子，就是呢，约瑟已经被雅各立为长子，取代流便。
And to say that these two tribes are tribes within Israel is that Joseph has gained the firstborn from Reuben.
为什么这时候雅各会这样做呢？
And why did Jacob do this at this time?
当然也是想起拉结的这段故事。
Of course, he thought about the story of Rachel.
也是想起他们在埃及地啊，事实上是约瑟能够照顾他们全家70个人。
And he also thought about it was because of Joseph they were able to move all 70 of them into Egypt.
所以我们看到在雅各的晚年呢，他对过去神的恩惠。
So we can see that in the last days, Joseph was very familiar with how God has given them. Was very thankful of
Jacob.
Jacob was very thankful of how God led them.
也谈到他们家的一些过去的恩惠。
And he reminisced about the blessings God has given their family.
那也是伤心的往事。
And it was also a story of sadness.
那他也这样子啦，在晚年呢。 立约瑟做长子啊，这也是一种感恩的一个行为啊。
And when Jacob made Joseph as the firstborn, it was also a sign of thankfulness.
所以今天我们学到啊，我们年纪大的时候啊，我们不要像提摩太前书谈到的啊，到处啊，成为常常讲一些老妇虚渺的言语啊，就是讲一些没有边际的话。
So when we are older, let us not be like what is mentioned in 1 Timothy.Where we speak meaningless words,
或者是到处吐苦水
or to speak bitter words.
如果雅各要谈他过去的吐他过去的苦水抱怨呢
？Because if Jacob were to bring up his bitterness in the past,
我们知道他可以谈很多啊。
He can truly have a lot to speak about.
因为他可以谈他自己的儿子怎么样骗他那么多年。
Because he can remind himself of how.The many years his sons have deceived him.
他的女儿怎么样被强奸？
How his daughter was violated.
他的儿子怎么样杀了人？他自己要逃亡。
And how his sons killed people where he had to flee.
但是在这里所谈的都是神的恩惠。
But yet, he only brings up God's blessings.
这教导我们说，我们呢，真的要把神的恩惠啊，传给我们的下一代。
And this tells us that we have to truly pass to the next generations the blessings God has given us.
我们看诗篇七十八篇。
Let's study Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
我们来读第四节到第七节。
Let's study from verse 4 to 7.
四十八篇第四节到第七节。
Psalm 78 verse 4 to 7.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将主的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。第六节。
Verse 6.
使他要降生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。第七节。
Verse 7.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为。为要保守他的命令，这边诗人提到说呢，我们要对子孙传扬神的作为。
Here it speaks that we have to pass or tell the coming generation of the wonders of the Lord.
那我们的子孙也要传扬给他们的子孙。
And thus that generation has to pass it on to the next.
叫人不会忘记神的恩惠。
So that people will not forget the works of God.
能够谨守神的诫命。
And to keep His commandments.
所以今天我们要记得啊。为什么古代会有逾越节呢？
So we have to remember why is there Passover in the Old Testament?
是要让人纪念神怎么样带领他们出埃及。
It's because God wanted the people to remember how God led them out of Egypt.
为什么要从约旦河中取十二块石头叠在一起呢？
Why did they take 12 stones and stack them together by the side of the Jordan?
是要告诉子孙们他们是怎么样过约旦河，神怎么样让他们走干地的。
It's to remind them how God led them across the Jordan on dry ground.
有天下午我的儿子到我房间来。
One afternoon, my son came into my room.
问我说我们家有什么恩惠啊？
And he asked me, what kind of blessings has God given us, our family?
后来我才发觉到。
And then I realized,
那次的 SSC 主题有谈到怎么样把信仰传给下一代。
That one of the topics of that SSC was how to pass on our faith to the next generation.
让我自己想起有一个下午呢，我专门跟我祖母问我们家的恩惠啊。
I remember one afternoon, I asked my My grandmother, the blessings that happened to our family.
我很后悔没有把用录音带把它录下来。
I regret that I did not record them all with a tape recorder.
因为我祖母讲一个下午讲不完呢。
Because my grandmother spoke for the whole afternoon and she did not have time to finish.
我们看到一位长老，他写一本书叫《亲眼见神》。
And there was an elder in our church that wrote a book, saying, seeing God.
With my own,
with my own eyes.
里面都在谈神的恩惠，奇妙的作为。
And in that book, it was filled with the many works of God.
所以我们要学雅各。
So let us learn from Jacob.
他胡着帐头敬拜神。
That he was worshiping God on a cane.
他在年老生病的时候还懂得述说神的恩惠。
That even in his last days, he spoke of the many thanks he has for God.
那雅各的晚年不只是一个述说感恩的晚年他也是懂得祝福的晚年。
And in his last days, it was not only a time of thanksgiving, but it was also a time of blessing.
我们看创世纪四十八章。
Let's continue studying Genesis chapter 48.
四十八章。
Chapter 48.
第八节第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
四十八章第八节第九节。
Genesis chapter 48, verse 8 and 9.
以色列看见约瑟的两个儿子就说这是谁第九节
Verse 9.
约瑟对父亲说这是神在这里赐给我的儿子以色列说请你领他们到我面前我要给他们祝福你看到我创世四十八章称雅各都称以色列
And here in chapter 48 Jacob is always referred to as Israel
这是神给他改的名字
This is God's name that was given to Jacob.
这个是王子啊，是神的，这是一个王子，就是他这个时候晚年的生活啊，已经非常的完全了。
And basically during these last days, his life was already very complete.
啊，所以都称他为以色列哦。
Therefore, he called him Israel.
那这里他就要给约瑟的两个孩子来祝福。
And here, Israel wanted to bless Joseph's son.
那从这一段小弟学到，其实祝福就是一种爱的表现，
And here,
疼惜的表现。
Here I learned that to bless is also a way to show love.
因为你爱他因为他爱他的孙子，所以他要祝福他的孙子。
It's because he loves his two grandsons, therefore he wants to bless them.
所以我们来看这个第十节。
Let's study verse 10.
对不起，我们来看第十节哈，以色列年老。年纪老迈，眼睛昏花，不能看见。约瑟领他们到他跟前，他就和他们亲嘴抱他们。这是很漂亮的祖孙的一个图画。
And here, verse 10 paints a very beautiful picture between him and his grandsons.
他亲他们的嘴。
That he kissed them.
抱着两个孙子。
And he embraced them.
主耶稣在世上传福音的时候。
When Lord Jesus was preaching in the world.
他也抱起一些孩子。
He also embraced a lot of kids.
按手在他们头上。
And to lay hands and to bless them.
祝福他们呐。所以这是主耶稣爱孩子的一种表现。
And this is the way Lord Jesus showed love to the children.
我们东方人比较不懂得怎么样用肢体来表达我们的爱。
A lot as Asians, oftentimes we do not know how to show love through physical ways.
但是很多孩子哭像 baby 哭因为他没有人抱。
And many babies cry because they do not have someone to hold them.
所以肢体语言给孩子那种心理安全跟爱的感受是很强烈的。
So to show love physically to a small baby, it helps their security.
所以我们看到雅各这个祖父呢，懂得抱他的孙子跟他们亲嘴。
Therefore, Jacob knew how to embraced his children and to kiss them,
来为他们祝福
to bless them.
那我们也我小弟也学到，其实雅各祝福他的孩子，孙子就好像在祝福他的孩子一样。
I see that when Jacob was blessing his grandchildren as if he was blessing his own children.
我们看四十八章的十五节、十七节到十七节。
Let's look at chapter 48 to verses 15 and to 16.
十五节到十七节。
15 to 17.
他就给约瑟祝福说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我，直到今日的神。”十六节，救赎我脱离一切患难的那个使者，赐福给这两个童子，愿他们归在我的名下，和我祖父亚伯拉罕、我父亲以撒的名下，又愿他们在世界中生养众多。这个十五节提到说，他给约瑟祝福。
Here it speaks that in verse 15 that he blessed Joseph.
但是如果你从头看就知道，他的手是按在两个孩子的头上，两个孙子的头上的。
But if you read the verses before, he laid his hands on the head of the two grandchildren.
我们刚刚说过，他让这两个成为他的名下，是因为立约瑟做长子的关系。
He took these two as his own children because he made Joseph as if he was the firstborn.
所以他承受双倍的产业。
Therefore, he had double the inheritance.
两个孩子可以入十二支派里面。
That his two sons can be counted among the 12.
那其实今天祝福孙子其实那个我想最高兴的就是大概是孙子的父母亲吧。
And for someone to bless their grandchildren, I believe the one who is the happiest are the parents.
因为现在父母亲爱孩子都是因爱过于自己的生命。
Because today, parents love their children more than their own lives.
所以如果有人祝福他的孩子，他最高兴的应该是他的，就是他这些做爸爸妈妈们的。
So whoever blesses the children, the happiest are probably the mother and the father.
从这里也可以得到印证。
And from here, there can also be
is a proof 啊。
It's also
所以祝福孩子就是祝福约瑟，祝福孙子就是祝福约瑟。
That to bless the two grandchildren is a blessing to Joseph.
那我们看到这个约瑟也是按着神的心意在祝福啊。
And we can also see that
雅各是按着神的心意在祝福。
We can also see that Jacob was blessing according to his
the will of God.
The will of God.
我们看十八节到二十节。
Let's study verses 18-20.
约瑟对父亲说：“我父啊，不是这样，这本是长子，求你把右手按在他的头上。”十九节。
Verse 19.
他父亲不从，说：“我知道，我儿，我知道，他也必成为。”一族也必昌大多族，啊，我们来读到二十节哈。当日就给他们祝福说，以色列人要指着你们祝福说，愿神使你如以法莲和马拿西一样。于是立以法莲在马拿西以上。这个雅各要给约瑟两个孩子祝福的时候呢，如果你读十三节啊，就发觉到，因为雅各眼睛已经看不见了，所以呢。约瑟呢就先把长子放在雅各的右手边，把次子呢放在雅各的左手边呢。
If we study the context of these verses, we find that because Jacob can no longer see very well, Joseph had actually placed Ephraim, the older one, on Joseph's right hand, and Manasseh, the younger one, on Joseph's left.
啊，结果想不到一祝福啊，雅各这个手就这样子，本来是应该这样子的嘛，就一祝福呢，雅各的手就这样子。这样子交叉祝福啊。
And he would never imagine that Jacob would actually cross his hands to bless the children.
那圣经上讲这样子的，约瑟不高兴，就要扳爸爸的手，说爸爸不是这样子的啦。
And the Bible says that Joseph was unhappy about this and wanted to move his father's hand.
可是呢，父亲说怎么说呢？我儿我知道，我儿我知道哦。
But
是这样子的哦。
But Jacob replied that not so, my.He replied that, I know, my son, I know.
这个雅各的信仰是从我不知道，我竟不知道，到最后是我知道。
That we can see Jacob's faith was a journey from I do not know to I know.
他在伯特利看到一个梦。
That in Bethel he saw a vision.
哇，神在天上走来走去啊。
That he saw angels in heaven walking around.
他醒来这样说，我竟不知道这里是神的殿，天的门啊。
And that he woke up and he proclaimed that he did not know that this was the he was before the gates of heaven.
所以他的信仰是从很模糊，对神有一个很模糊的概念，到最后真的很认识神的一个信仰，从我不知道到我知道。
So we can see that his faith was in the beginning that it was very fuzzy from he did not know to at the end.He knew very clearly.
所以他是说他这样祝福不是啊，他不知道神的意思是什么啊。
So when he crossed his hands, it was not because he did not know the will of God.
神怎么感动他的，我们不知道。
And how God moved him, we do not know.
但是我们看圣经，真的有一些很奇妙的 pattern， 有一些很奇特的一个 pattern 哦。
But if we study the Bible, we can see some very strange patterns.
该隐跟亚伯啊，亚伯就是神所选中的。
That between Cain and Abel, it was Abel that was chosen by God.
啊，虽然该隐是长子。
Even though Cain was the elder.
以实玛利跟以撒，啊，以撒是神所爱的。
And Ishmael and Isaac, it was Isaac that was loved by God.
虽然以实玛利是先生的。
Even though Ishmael was the firstborn.
啊，这个雅各跟以扫也是一样。
Jacob and Esau was the same.
虽然以扫是老大。
Even though Esau was the older one.
神却爱雅各。
God loved Jacob.
犹大有后来接着他嘛生一个双胞胎。
That Judah had twins.
后来他们生的孩子叫谢拉跟法勒斯。谢拉是老大，法勒斯是老二。
That he had two boys, Zerah and Perez, and Zerah was the older.
后来呢，神也拣选这个法勒斯来生下这个。成为大卫的子孙呢。
But it was from Perez that came the descendants of the ancestors of Lord Jesus Christ.
你问我为什么？我说我不知道。
And if you ask me, I cannot tell you the answer.
但是我知道人通常比较喜欢疼长子，不是吗
？But I can tell you that is that people tend to favor their older son, their older child.
因为长子是我们第一个孩子。
Because the firstborn is the one that's born first.
但是神往往也可以看见那个人看不见的啊，那个第二个孩子啊。
But yet God still looks at what man cannot see.
所以啊，雅各我们看到他最后祝福十二个儿子的时候，都懂得这个啊，十二个儿子的行为，按照他的行为呢，来谈到神，用神的眼光来祝福他们的未来。
That God.
雅各后来祝福十二个孩子。
That when God, when Jacob passed down his blessings to the twelve.
都是按照他们在世上所做的来祝福他们的孩子。
It was according to what they'd done in the world.
啊，所以今天啊，雅各，我们今天祝福啊，也要懂得神的心意啊。
But today we also have to know God's will.
啊，像雅各深懂得神的心意一样。
Just like how Jacob deeply understood the will of God.
那后来这个祝福都是真的哦，都是成为真的哦，成真哦。
And truly, all these blessings that Jacob gave all came true.
好了，我们看。耶稣雅记十七章十七节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 17, verse 7.
十七章十七节。
Joshua chapter 17, verse 17.
十七章十七节。
Joshua chapter 17, verse 17.
耶稣雅对耶色家说：“啊，就是以法莲马拉西人说，你们的族大人多，并且强盛，啊，不可仅有一丘之地啊。”这个在实现呢，雅各对。以瓦林跟马拉西的预言呢
？And this verse is actually the realization of God of Jacob's blessing to the two children.
因为耶稣要说你们族大人多啊。
That Joseph said that.
Joshua said.
Joshua said that.
对耶色家就是以瓦林跟马拉西说你们族大人多啊。
That they have many people. That they are indeed a numerous people.
啊，所以，那你我们如果看到是十八章哦。四十八章。
If we turn back to Genesis chapter 48,
十九节的最后面就是说呢，他们的后裔要成为大族了。
And if we look at verse 19, in the latter part it says that they will become a multitude of nations.
只是以法莲要立在马拿西之上。
But except that Ephraim will be before Manasseh.
从圣经上看起来，以法莲什么事情都表现都是在马拿西之上。
And in the Bible, if we study, it's true that Ephraim, in all aspects, is better than Manasseh.
所以后来摩西祝福以法莲马拉西呢，是以法莲得到万万呢，马拉西得到千千呢。
And when we see Moses' blessings to Ephraim and Manasseh, Moses gave Ephraim tens of thousands and Manasseh only thousands.
我们来看一下好了哈，看《生命记》三十三章。
And we can turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这后面谈到说，这脚是以法莲的万万，马拿西的千千啊，请念。
And the Bible says here that such are the myriads of Ephraim and the thousands of Manasseh.
所以你就看到以法莲的表现啊，通通在马拿西上面。
So we can see that all the blessings are more upon
以法莲的表现都在马拿西上面，的福气都在马拿西上面。
We can see that the Ephraim's blessings are always greater than Manasseh.
其实后来北国啊，九个半支派啊，
And if we study later on the northern kingdom,
都是以法莲做代表的。
It is all represented by Ephraim.
那像我们学到今天呢，我们真的要懂得像雅各一样哦，懂得来祝福。
So today we also have to understand how to bless like Jacob.
实际上讲，位分大的要祝福位分小的。
And the Bible tells us that the older should bless the younger.
所以我们长辈要懂得来祝福晚辈。
So the elderly should bless the younger generation.
尤其人呐、啊，要在离开之前呐、啊，更要懂得祝福。
Especially when
年老要离开世界的时候。
Especially when we are about to leave the world, we have to understand how to bless.
所以你看，以撒在离开之前呢、啊，祝福雅各。
Just like how Isaac blessed Jacob.
雅各在离开之前，雅各在死之前呢、啊，祝福两个孩子。
Just like how Jacob, when he was about to die, he blessed the two children.
耶稣在升天之前呢、啊，也祝福啊。他的门徒哦。
And also, Lord Jesus, when he was about to ascend into heaven, he also blessed his disciples.
我们看路加福音二十四章。
Let's study Luke chapter.
这是到最后用祝福来做结束哦。
Let's study Luke chapter 24, and this is actually concluded with a blessing.
二十四章的第五十节、五十一节。
Luke chapter 24, verses 50 and 51.
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。五十一节。
Verse 51.
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。所以真的，我们呢、啊，在离开 我们所爱的人之前啊，要懂得给他们祝福，连耶稣都这样做。
So truly, before we are about to leave our the ones we love, we have to learn how to bless. We have to bless them.
再来，我们谈到这个雅各的晚年，也是一个对他的生命啊，对人，对他的生命有一个交代的晚年。
And in the last days of Jacob was also a time where he passed on.
我们有时候到年纪大的时候呢，不太敢谈死的问题。
And when we are older in age, we tend to shy away from talking about death.
那其实死真的没有什么。
But death is not really a big deal.
我们看四十七章，创世记四十七章。
Let's study Genesis chapter 47.
四十七章，雅各怎么来说死呢？
So let's study Jacob's perception of death.
他说：“我与我祖我父同睡的时候。”你要将我带出埃及，葬在他们所葬的地方。雅各啊，谈到自己的死，他是用睡觉这个字。
And in verse 30, he says that when he refers to death as sleeping or lying down.
我们看四十九章的二十九节。
Let's look at chapter 49, verse 29.
四十九二十九节，他又嘱咐他们说：“我将要归到我列祖那里呀。”所以其实死是归回列祖那里呀。
And here in verse 29, he compares death as being gathered to his people.
所以我们不要说忌讳说，哎呀，我很怕谈死，所以我不要交代我死之后要做什么。这个太伤感情了，这个太忌讳了，我不谈。
And let us not
我们不要这样子。
Let's not be afraid to talk about pass on, how to tell our descendants to take care of us, our bodies after we have passed away.
因为那是睡觉的一部分呐，将来我们都要醒过来。
Because as we are only sleeping, and one day we will awake.
有一个弟兄啊，带他的家人到这个 Rose Hill， 到这个玫瑰岗去啊。玫瑰岗很多坟墓嘛，哦。
And there was a brother that took his family to Rose Hills, the mortuary.
那他帮他的长辈啊买一块坟地啊。
And he bought a piece of a burial ground for his parents.
那他请长辈下去看一看，他说我不看，不必看。
And he actually invited his parents to the site and asked them to take a look at it, but the parents did not want to.
不太想接触这样的一个问题啊。
That they did not want to accept, they almost did not want to accept this problem.
但是我们要突破这样的观念哦。
But we have to go past this concept.
因为没有突破这样的观念哦，我们不敢面对这个问题哦，很多问题没有办法解决。
We have to break this concept because if we do not ask these questions now, it's very difficult. It'll be very difficult for us later.
啊，因为你没有办法交代你生命当中神要你交代晚辈的事情。
Because before we leave the world, we have to make arrangements to the next generation.
你要把神的旨意交代给我们的子孙呐。
First, we have to pass down God's will to the next generation.
我们看四十八章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 48.
这是很重要的一个神的旨意哦，约瑟懂得把它交代下去啊。
Chapter 48, verse 28.
啊，这是神的旨意，很重要的是要把它交代下去啊。
Which verse?
Verse 21.
Verse 21.
This is the way of God, huh? Need to be passed down to next generation. 21节啊，请你念。
Verse 21. Then Israel said to Joseph, "I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your ancestors."
约瑟后来他的坟墓啊，他的棺材没有啊葬在埃及地。约瑟后来他的坟墓，他的棺材没有葬在埃及地啊。
And Joseph was not buried in the land of Egypt.
为什么呢？
And why was it?
跟这句话有很大的关系啊。
Because it is closely related to this verse.
因为神要带你们回到列祖的地方啊。
Because God will bring them into the land He promised.
所以你如果到埃及地去挖木乃伊哦，你绝对不会挖到约瑟的木乃伊啊。
Because if you're digging for mummies in the land of Egypt, you will not find Joseph.
因为他的木乃伊不在那里了。
Because his body is not there.
这是神的一个意思，他要把它传给下一代了。
And this is the will of God that he made arrangements to the next generation.
所以你看到圣经里面哦，常常一些伟人哦，都把神的旨意很重要的他一生的经历的传给下一代。
So we can see many people in the Bible, they all pass down their experiences to the next generation.
啊，所以亚啊大卫要临死之前对所罗门这样说啊。
That's why David said to his son Solomon before he died.
你这一辈子哦，神的律法不可以离开你的口哦。
That let the words of God never leave your lips.
要遵守神的诫命。
That he has to keep God's
commands. 福气就会永远跟你同在啊。
Then blessings will be with him all the days of his life.
这是他作王一辈子的经验呢。
And this is the experience of David's life.
也是神的旨意啊。
And this is also the will of God.
我们要懂得把它传下去啊。
And we have to understand to pass this down.
我小时候听到一个故事。
When I was small, I heard a story.
林肯的母亲要死之前呢。
That when Abraham Lincoln's mother was about to die.
叫林肯过来啊。
She called him near.
叫他拿着圣经启示。
And she told him to hold the Bible and make a vow.
一辈子不可以离开圣经的教训。
She told him never to leave the words of the Bible.
这样的故事在今天重复着。
And if this story were to happen in today's time.
在圣何西有一个妈妈她要过世。
And this actually happened in today's time. There is a mother in San Jose who is about to pass away.
她在临死之前那一段时间发起热心。
That before she died, she was moved.
Very zealous, huh?
Very zealous.
可是他的孩子啊，因为他前几年呢离开教会一段时间，他的孩子都没有上教会了。
But because before she was about to pass away, she left church for a while, and none of her children went to church.
可是在临死之前就要让他的孩子啊，在他面前答应啊。
But before she passed away, she made her children make a promise.
以后一定要上教会。
That they have to return to church.
感谢主，听说他们的孩子后来都有来教会啊。
And thank God, I heard that her children did return.
所以我们。你当你啊不忌讳谈时，就有勇气谈这些神的事情了，也谈自己想要啊，也敢谈自己的愿望了哦。
And when we are unafraid of death, we have the boldness to speak these words and to speak how to take care of.
所以这个雅各一直为他的后来交代后事啊，一再的交代啊。
And Jacob passed down these arrangements.All the way to the
包括自己的期待 his own wishes, huh?
He passed down his arrangements, passed his own wishes.
我们看四十七章二十九节。
Let's look at chapter 47, verse 26.
四七章二十九节。
Chapter 47, verse 29.
以色列的使其近了，他就叫他的儿子约瑟来说：“我若在你眼前蒙恩呐，请你把手放在我的大腿下面，用慈爱和诚实待我，请你。”不要将我葬在埃及，这是他特别对约瑟交代，他要葬在哪里。
And here Joseph instructed Joseph where he wanted to be buried.
因为约瑟啊，可以说当时候他们全家都是他来照顾，他是有权利做事情的。
Because Joseph, the whole family was under the care of Joseph, and he had the most power.
但是他不只是跟约瑟一个人讲哦。
But he did not just tell this to Joseph.
我们来看四十九章。
Let's look at chapter 49.
他后来还是跟十二个孩子讲哦。
He repeated this to the other 12 children.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
又嘱咐他们说，这个他们就是雅各的所有的孩子啊。
And verse 29, when it says them, it refers to the 12 children.
要将我的，要将啊，我将要归到我列祖那里，你们要将我葬在赫人以弗伦山间的洞里，以弗祖。祖父啊，在一起啊，所以他一而再的啊提到他末后的日子，他的啊期待是什么
？So he talked about his wishes during his last days.
啊，所以我们不要嫌那个遇到空难的人哦。这个你搭飞机啊，在飞机上，哎，突然之间这个一个引擎掉了。你搭飞机啊，突然之间飞机一个引擎掉了。
Oh, when you're For example, if you're on an airplane, one of the engines fail.
啊，怎么办呢？赶快开始打那个 text message 哈、哦。哎，我的孩子啊，我爱你哦。我的孙子啊，我爱你哦。啊，我的钱要怎么用哦？来不及了，那时候来不及了。
It might be too late for us to text message our children, how to where our money is located, or to tell them that we love them.
啊、我们不用忌讳啊，尤其待时间到的时候啊、哦，不用忌讳。
So let us not postpone. The things we have to do when the time comes.
要交代啊，及早交代。
But we have to take the opportunity to make our arrangements.
大卫啊，雅各仗着啊，扶着杖头敬拜神。
That Jacob worshipped God on the cane.
我们看到他晚年的一种美好的灵修生活。
And we can see his spiritual cultivation during his last days.
他懂得感恩。
He knew how to give thanks.
他懂得祝福。
He knew how to give blessings.
他懂得交代他的生命。
And he knew how to make arrangements for his life.
愿神让我们对雅各的晚年有所学习。
So let us, may we all learn from the things Jacob did on the last day.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
498首。
498.